Jones.
And Stevie is our music guru. And if you've got a suggestion for Stevie, if you want him to look into an artist, a theme or a particular band, send me an email, deb@2gb.com, or give us a call, 131873. But Stevie, this week it marks the big comeback of Britney Spears after her duet with Sir Elton John.
Yes, indeed, Deb. G'day, everyone. The conservatorship is over. Hashtag free Britney. The pop princess is back. She's on social media making new music, and I'm just saying joy to the pop world about that. She's become a legend in the music industry in a relatively short amount of time. Britney rose to fame in the 90s and more into the early 2000s after starring in the Mickey Mouse Club alongside her former beau, Justin Timberlake. Then she started releasing her own pop songs. Now, she is known for constantly reinventing the wheel of what pop can be, and her musical concepts, as well as her music videos, her live performances, they're all at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to unforgettable pop culture. Now, to help her leap out of the dark times that she's been through, Sir Elton John reached out to offer Britney a duet, which is a remix of his hit Tiny Dancer. Now, she once tweeted that she was a huge fan of the song, so it seems they're a perfect combination. It worked well for Elton with his monster duet with Dua Lipa last year of Cold Heart. So this is the first music Britney has released since 2016. It's already dominating the charts, and fans are saying she's never sounded better. Let's take a listen to Hold Me Closer.
Yeah, very disco. They'll be dancing away to that. And more music? Are we going to see some more fresh tunes from Britney?
Well, apparently she loved being back in the studio, especially with Elton, but she's not jumping headfirst into a full-fledged music career just yet. Now, she wants to see how everyone reacts to this song before moving forward with more, but it really has taken over the world, so I imagine we will see more. But today we're going to look back at some of the greatest hits, and this is the one that started it all. Whenever people think of Britney Spears, this song usually comes to mind first. Now, once this song was released, Britney became an overnight entertainment sensation. Hit Me Baby One More Time attained global success, reaching number one in every country it charted. It also received numerous certifications around the world and is one of the best-selling singles of all time, with over 18 million copies sold. Now, the song was originally written for 90s girl group TLC, but they turned it down. Bad knockback, that one. If they hadn't taken it, perhaps we wouldn't have gotten Britney's renowned schoolgirl outfit and those killer dance moves.
And look, with comebacks, this isn't the first comeback that Britney has actually made.
No. This girl anthem she released in 2008 was the lead single and first track from Circus, and was deemed a comeback single for Britney Spears by critics even back then. Now, Womanizer is a warning song made for all the arrogant men out there who think it's okay to cheat on women. It's basically saying, we know what you're up to, Britney said about the track. It's about guys cheating on girls. It's a girl anthem. That's why I like it. Now, the song was an instant commercial success. It peaked at the top of the charts in Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Norway, Sweden, and the United States. And it also,
you say that she's the master of reinvention. This next song, it did change her image.
Yeah, I'm a Slave for You is one of the most important songs in Britney's career. You could call it a milestone, I suppose. This was a song that transitioned Britney from an innocent schoolgirl to a more sophisticated and mature performer. It was released as a lead single of Britney's self-titled third studio album. Now, this sexy track achieved great commercial success, peaking inside the top 10 in almost every country it charted. In a 2001 interview, Britney described the song by saying, "It's talking about me just wanting to go out, forget who I am, dance and have a..."
Yeah, she certainly had a life in the public eye. We'll hear the next song after this quick break about what made a real statement about her public life. That's coming up here on Afternoons. And we've kicked off our Thursday entertainment wrap, Music with Stevie. We'll talk movies after the news at 2 with Anna Corday. But when it comes to music, we're focusing today, Stevie, on Britney Spears. And this song really made a statement about her life in the public eye.
Yeah, Gimme More came out during the Leave Britney Alone era, and yet it showed just how talented of an artist she was, despite all of the pressure that was being put on her. In fact, Give Me More sees Britney taking jabs at the paparazzi even, and society's expectations of her. One critic even called this song futuristic and thrilling, which was pretty accurate, considering we're still listening to it today, and it still sounds great. And, Deb, it gave birth to Britney's iconic catchphrase.
It's Britney, bitch.
Now, this next one, Superstardom, is what came with this song for Britney.
Yeah, now this song practically shot into the stratosphere of legendary pop culture moments. Between Hit Me Baby One More Time and this track, Britney really created her own new culture in music in the late 90s and early 2000s. Then this one came out, Oops, I Did It Again. It only peaked at number 9 on the US Billboard Hot 100, but easily one of Britney's most memorable songs. It was nominated for the Grammy Award for the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance during the 2001 ceremony. And in terms of Britney's direction as an artist, her Not That Innocent line was the first form of departure from the 90s good girl image that we saw.
I think I'm a bit old for Britney, I've got to admit, but she's had so much commercial success, but this is the only Britney song that's won a Grammy.
Yeah, and it was for Best Dance Recording. Toxic has been praised by fans, critics and music production geeks ever since it was released in 2004. Now, Toxic is a dance pop, techno pop song about a dangerous lover, and the production of this was just as dangerous. The track features a real innovative mix of drums, synthesizers, then they threw in some surf guitar and even some Indian music. It was accompanied by high-pitched Bollywood strings sampled from a hit 1981 Indian song. Originally, Toxic was offered to our own Kylie Minogue, but she turned it down. Probably wasn't the best call since we're still listening to this number one Britney hit.